Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ed Koff back on the show. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the co-founder of BMC Associates. They are leaders in business mediation and collaboration. People who are maybe their company's gotten a little sick, their partnership or their family business is got a little bit ill, and they need some medicine, they need some therapy, and need some kind of reconciliation, they need some relief. And Ed and David Gage, his partner, David Gage, go in and help them take care of that. Ed Koff, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. So, let's see, I'm trying to think how long ago. Probably more than 55 years or so ago, Neil Sedaka wrote a song called "Breaking Up Is Hard to Do." Remember that song, Ed? I know you do.
I sure do.
I know you do. And so that's the world you live in, isn't it? the old bubblegum song "Breaking Up Is Hard to Do." You deal. That's your world, isn't it?
We do. You know, in a lot of situations. Yeah, I think anybody who's had a difficult or ill-advised marriage has probably experienced how difficult it can be to break up when something that was really very good and very important to you just takes a different turn. And we experience that with owners of small businesses who are partners. A lot of our work is with partners. Mm-hmm. Where they've gotten in the same bed as someone else, built something very good together, but then at some point, whether it's about changing styles or disputes about who's making what kind of contribution or just new visions, each going one way or the other, find themselves stuck in that bed in a way that's very uncomfortable. And the real issue here for me is that breaking up is hard to do. That often people stay together because they can't figure out how to each go their own way without destroying everything they created. Mm-hmm. At BMC, some of our most interesting cases are really not helping people stay together, not work well together, but figure out how to separate in a way that works for everybody.
So how do you, at what point, when you go into a, when you're engaged to go in, do you guys go in with a predisposed sentiment that where you say, okay, let's see if we can save these people before we break them up. That'll be better for everybody. Do you ever go in like that?
Well, we always wish that everything could work out all right in terms of people staying together. But we discipline ourselves and we try to discipline our clients too to recognize that they ought to do what's good for them,
right?
Not what's easiest or least embarrassing or something like that.
But when you go do you if they call you up and say, look, we're at loggerheads here, it's not going to work, we need you to help us dissolve this thing, do you go in thinking, okay, let's let them talk to us, and let's make sure that that's exactly what they need to do. What do you think?
Well, we try to plant the idea right up front with many of our clients that success doesn't mean staying together. That success means preserving the asset, being happy. And therefore, we introduce right away something that they've sort of been avoiding, and that is the idea that it might be best for them in some way to separate. And by the way,
So you're talking about people who said we're sick, but we don't know what to do. But what if somebody calls you and says, we want to break up, we're there. Do you say, okay, we'll help you do that? Or do you say, well, let's make sure you guys have the right diagnosis?
Well, we try to explore with them whether they think that their best course is breaking up or staying together. We try to explore with them what's going to work best for them. Sometimes mm-hmm. people who really have a fundamentally healthy relationship get it in their minds that this thing is not working, mm-hmm. and we don't want to rush them down that road either. Again, the goal is to sort of dispassionate way look for what's going to be best for the business, what's going to be best for the people. And mm-hmm. I did want to mention, Jim, this doesn't just apply to partners.
Right.
It's any really close relationship in a business, whether it's a key employee, and I mean, you know, one of those key employees who's been with you for 20 years and mm-hmm. built the business with you, or a key supplier. Mm-hmm. It's really important to both know how to stay together, but also how to break up. And mm-hmm. and the key, whether it's a contract with a supplier or an employment agreement with a key employee or a partnership agreement, mm-hmm. is to have a sense at the beginning of how you can end it.
And it might be a husband and wife who work together, and either the marriage or the job or the work's got to one of them's got to go.
No, that's right, and it's some kind of prenup in effect, whether it's the personal prenup mm-hmm. or a buy sell in a business or an escape hatch in a contract. People don't like to think at the beginning that they have to deal with the possibility of an end. Mm-hmm. But if they can plan what an orderly end would look like that would work for everybody and get that in the agreements at the beginning, then they don't need us. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, but if people would prepare for the idea that there may be a time when they've got to separate, then that kind of separation, which comes so often in life, mm-hmm. I mean, look at the number of marriages that at some point need to end.
Are you ever called in early on and to sit with people who say, we're happy now, but we recognize things might not always be this way. Help us plan the potential divorce?
Well, you know, more often than someone calling us in on that basis, a lot of people come in and say, using our partnership charter mm-hmm. process based on Gage's book, say, help us get our partnership off to a good start. And when they say that, one of the key elements that we work with them on is their plans for how they're going to separate if mm-hmm. that becomes necessary. Mm-hmm. We'd much rather come in then than come right. in when people are in big trouble.
Ed, let's take a quick break. Give us the website, please.
Sure. It's www.bmcassociates.com.
BMC. Bravo, Mike Charlie. BMC Associates. .com. Check that out, folks. And we come back. We're going to talk about what does it look like when they actually do break them up. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.